Curiosity Strength. Brian Grazer champions curiosity as a natural gift that should be nurtured by parents and teachers alike. Since his early days in Hollywood, he reached out to anyone who sparked his interest, engaging in what he calls curiosity conversations for over 3 decades. Grazer discovered that curiosity is inclusive, it doesn't discriminate. By asking questions and truly listening, both parties become equals in the pursuit of knowledge. He emphasizes that life's essence lies not in finding all the answers, but in daring to ask the questions. After graduating from the University of Southern California, Grazer overheard a conversation outside his office window about a job opening at Warner Brothers. Someone had quit working for an executive there. Seizing the opportunity, Grazer applied for the job without knowing much about it. It turned out to be about delivering legal papers around the studio. Instead of just leaving the papers with assistants, Grazer insisted on handing them directly to the recipients. This led him to interact with many influential and famous people in the movie industry. Curiosity conversations. Grazer decided he'd meet someone new every day and have a chat fueled by curiosity. He was eager to learn how people went about their lives and jobs. At first, he aimed to connect with folks in the film and entertainment industry. But soon, he broadened his horizons, reaching out to anyone from any field. Curiosity is the urge to know more. It's not just a trait, it's a tool, a superpower that can transform your life. Imagine curiosity as your personal manager, helping you overcome shyness, boosting self-confidence, and tackling anxiety head-on. It's your secret weapon against monotony, rescuing you from dull parties and guiding you towards exciting career shifts. But its influence doesn't stop there. Curiosity is the fuel for creativity and motivation, propelling you forward in your pursuits. It's the antidote to frustration and anger, redirecting those emotions into productive avenues. Following your curiosity isn't just bold, it's downright brave. With curiosity as your compass, life gains flavor, it deepens your understanding, ignites originality, and sparks inspiration. It's the driving force behind captivating stories, constantly raising new questions to explore. A game-changing encounter. Grazer's career saw many meetings, but one stood out, his encounter with Ron Howard. Grazer reached out to Howard, a former child star turned director, and their meeting was a turning point. Despite Howard's initial reluctance, they hit it off, becoming best friends and creative partners for over 30 years. Together, they created hits like Splash and formed Imagine Entertainment, producing acclaimed films like Parenthood and Apollo 13. Their collaboration even earned them an Oscar for A Beautiful Mind. Howard's inquisitive nature perfectly complements Grazer's, fueling their enduring partnership. Do you want to be in pictures? When Brian Grazer considers a story for its potential as a film, he asks these key questions. 1. What is the story about? Is it a comedy, adventure, or tragedy? 2. Who is the storyteller? What tone should the film adopt to convey the story effectively? 3. How do the characters relate to each other? What challenges do they face? 4. What is the central emotional theme of the story? Attention in action. Curiosity isn't just about asking questions, it's about acting on the answers. Simply learning something new isn't enough. You've got to put that knowledge to use. When someone responds to your questions, pay attention and remember what they say. Then, take action based on what you've learned. Curiosity is practical. It helps you find better ways to live, work, learn, and love. Curiosity can also help you overcome fears. Take Ron Howard's example. He used questions to boost his confidence and conquer his fear of public speaking. When he felt nervous because he didn't know something, he didn't let it stop him. Instead, he asked questions until he understood. Persist and prepare. Persistence is fueled by curiosity, but curiosity can be risky. To persevere, you must crave knowledge, wanting to know more, what happens next, and what could be. When seeking answers becomes more important than avoiding failure, you keep pushing forward. When you have the opportunity to ask someone questions, be ready. Imagine meeting the legendary science fiction writer Isaac Asimov, known for I, Robot, and many other works. When producer Brian Grazer met Asimov and tentatively asked a few questions, Asimov's wife, Janet Jepson Asimov, intervened. She felt Grazer was too unfamiliar with Asimov's work to engage the author meaningfully. They left, and Grazer realized Mrs. Asimov was right. He wasn't prepared. He hadn't done his homework. He pledged never to miss such a chance again. Stay curious to strengthen relationships. Connecting with the people in your life is all about being genuinely curious. When you ask authentic questions and show real interest in the answers, you nurture and sustain intimacy. Think about it. Nobody likes answering insincere questions. That's why those quick, half-hearted questions at the end of the day often get lackluster responses. But when you genuinely ask your loved ones about their day and truly listen to their answers, something magical happens. By showing curiosity and asking follow-up questions based on what you've heard, you're not just creating bonds, you're fueling trust. So, the next time you talk to your partner or kids, ask with sincerity and listen closely. When you stop being curious about the people you love and assume you know everything they might say, your bond weakens. Getting too comfortable in the same old routine might seem easy, but it's a trap. If you fall into it, the person you care about will start feeling like a stranger. Soon, boredom and predictability take over, and your relationship loses its spark. That's how people forget what made them fall in love in the first place. Nurture workplace collaboration. Brian Grazer doesn't care much for hierarchy or bossing people around at work. Instead, he's all about asking questions. When faced with a problem, he dives in with probing questions and then keeps asking more until he gets to the heart of the matter. Sometimes, his questions reveal that nobody has the answer right away. That's okay because it prompts everyone to dig deeper and ask more questions themselves. Asking questions isn't just about finding answers. It's about sparking new ideas and pushing conversations in exciting directions. It's a skill that helps you stand up for what you believe in by understanding both its strengths and weaknesses. Instead of bossing people around, invite them to take the lead. Ask if they're up for it and ready. When you let folks answer questions instead of just following orders, you build a team where everyone's voice matters. Create an environment where no one's scared to ask or answer honestly. Key questions for self-reflection. Sometimes, it's crucial to ask yourself basic, open-ended questions like, where are you focusing your attention? Why is that your focus? What concerns you? How do you plan to address these concerns? These questions drive your ambitions and emotions. Understanding them reveals that the questions you ask reflect your values more accurately than the statements you make. When you pose questions to those you work, live, teach, or love, you gain insight into their values, morals, feelings, goals, and concerns, and they learn about yours. Nurture taste through curiosity. To develop taste, you must first be curious. Taste is having a well-informed perspective that you can express clearly, allowing others to agree or disagree. It involves recognizing the merit of things like music, films, poetry, or fashion. Your opinion should be understandable to others, regardless of their knowledge level on the subject, and should reflect your personality. To develop informed taste, nurture your curiosity. Watching just one movie, for example, isn't enough to form an opinion about cinema. Dive deep into the topics that intrigue you. Explore different aspects of your interests and follow your curiosity to learn not just the content but also the context of the field. Explore engrossing dialogues. Grazer's interviews with notable individuals offer valuable lessons. John Calley, a big shot at Warner Brothers, had a huge impact on Brian Grazer's career. Calley produced famous movies like The Exorcist, A Clockwork Orange, and Dirty Harry. But what left a mark on Grazer was Calley's knack for simple chats. Calley didn't do business like everyone else. He'd just sit down and talk with people. His way of working wasn't straightforward. Instead of following a set plan, he believed in asking questions without assuming the answers. Grazer learned from him that in the wild world of Hollywood, you never know where a simple conversation might lead. Lou Wasserman. Wasserman, a big shot in the movie world back then, ruled MCA Universal Pictures with an iron grip. He had his fingers in every pie, from producing to fixing problems behind the scenes. Grazer, eager to learn from the best, chased after Wasserman for months just to get a tiny slice of his time. Finally, Wasserman dished out some golden advice. To make it in the movie biz, you got to own something, like a star's contract or the rights to a story. Since Grazer was broke, Wasserman told him the only ticket to producer town was a killer idea. Grazer had to either write his own script or hunt down ideas from elsewhere. It dawned on Grazer that his curiosity was worth more than any stack of cash. Barack Obama. When Grazer met Obama, he was the only black senator. At that time, Obama was relatively new to the Senate, so his office was quite a hike from the main floor. But what struck Grazer was Obama's way with words, comparing it to Muhammad Ali's finesse in the ring. They didn't dive into politics. Instead, they swapped stories about their daily lives. Grazer couldn't help but admire Obama's confidence, leadership, and charm. Norman Mailer. While filming The Cinderella Man, producer Grazer met the famous American novelist Norman Mailer, who was known for his deep understanding of boxing. Grazer wanted to pick Mailer's brain about the Great Depression era in America. They decided to meet at a hotel bar. During their conversation, Grazer asked Mailer about a specific boxing match. Instead of just answering, Mailer surprised Grazer by putting him in a headlock for a while. Princess Diana. At the royal premiere of Apollo 13, producer Grazer found himself seated across from Princess Diana. Despite her beauty, he chose to keep things casual. They bantered back and forth, and Diana even complimented his film. After dinner, Grazer mentioned his love for ice cream, prompting Diana to suggest he ask a waiter. Boldly, Grazer requested to share a bowl with the princess. Surprised, Diana agreed, and they enjoyed the dessert together, taking turns with each bite. Key points. 1. Harness curiosity as a tool for personal growth and connection. 2. Act on answers received through curiosity to enhance life experiences. 3. Persistence in seeking knowledge and preparedness is key to seizing opportunities. 4. Authentic curiosity strengthens relationships, fostering trust and intimacy. 5. Encourage collaboration by asking questions and valuing diverse perspectives. 6. Self-reflection through questioning drives personal and professional development. 7. Develop informed taste by nurturing curiosity and exploring diverse interests.